Chapter 57. Felicity will not speak to either of us. The moment we return to Spence, she stumbles up the stairs, holding the banister as if it were the only thing tying her to the earth. Anne and I do not speak of what has happened. The night feels heavy and hard, and no words can lighten it. Only when Anne has joined Cecily for needlework do I make my way to Felicity's room. I find her lying on her bed, so still I fear she is dead.
Why did you come?
Her voice is a shadow of itself. Did you come to see the degenerate? She turns to me, her face slick with tears. In her hand she clutches Pippa's glove.
I can see it in your eyes, Gemma. Go on, say it. I'm a degenerate, then. My affections are unnatural.
My mouth opens, but I can find no words.
Say it. Tell me what you long to say, what everyone suspects.
I never suspected it, truly. Her breathing is laboured, her nose runs. Strands of hair are caught in the moisture and stick to her cheeks. She will not look at me again.
But now you know, and you despise me.
Do I? No. What I feel is confused. I have questions I do not yet know how to ask. Has she always been this way? Does she feel this same affection for me? I have undressed before her. She has seen me, and I have seen her, have noted her beauty. Do I harbour these secret feelings for Felicity? Am I just as she is? How would I know if I were? Felicity splays across the bed, choking on her tears. Her body shudders with sobs. I reach out a nervous hand and touch her, letting my palm rest on her back. I should say something, but I am at a loss, so I say the only words that come to mind. You will love again, Fee. Felicity's face is pressed to her pillow, but she rolls her head back and forth.
No, no, I won't. Not like this.
Shh.
Never like this.
She is lost to her sobbing now. It comes over her in violent waves. There's nothing to do but let her be lost. At last, the tide recedes. She lies beside me, limp and damp, wholly spent. Long shadows of evening creep up the walls, inching closer. Gradually, they reach fully across us, holding us in the stillness that only night can bring. In the hazy gloom of dusk, we are silhouettes of ourselves, reduced to our very essence. I lie down beside her. She takes my fingers in her moist palm. She holds, and I do not break away, and that is something after all. We lie there, tethered to each other by the fragile promise of our fingers, while the night grows bolder. Unafraid, it opens its mouth and swallows us whole.